We're so glad you've joined us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading, titled A Divine Duet, was written by Jennifer Benson Schult. At a children's music recital, I watched a teacher and student seat themselves in front of a piano. Before their duet began, the teacher leaned over and whispered some last-minute instructions. As music flowed from the instrument, I noticed that the student played a simple melody while the teacher's accompaniment added depth and richness to the song. Near the end of the piece, the teacher nodded his approval. Our life in Jesus is much more like a duet than a solo performance. Sometimes, though, I forget that He's sitting next to me, and it's only by His power and guidance that I can play it all. I try to hit all the right notes on my own, to obey God in my own strength, but this usually ends up seeming fake and hollow. I try to handle problems with my limited ability, but the result is often discord with others. My teacher's presence makes all the difference. When I rely on Jesus to help me, I find my life is more honoring to God. I serve joyfully, love freely, and am amazed as God blesses my relationships. It's like Jesus told His first disciples, "If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Each day, we play a duet with our good teacher. It's His grace and power that carry the melody of our spiritual lives. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for reminding us that we are never alone. You are always by our side, encouraging, strengthening, and loving us. Help us to remember this, especially when life is hard. You are there to lighten our burdens. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.